it started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me. Which started the whole world living. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me. Started the whole world living. Oh, if I'd only seen, oh yeah, that the joke was on me. Oh no, that the joke was on me.
The faces of the people he'd meet, or one he could recognize. Brother, where are you? They said you came this way. Brother, where are you? They said you came this way.
Looking for a soul, brother, all around me. Looking for a soul, brother, all around me.
Of the people who passed him by were cold and as hard as stone. The poor boy whimpered and began to cry because he was all alone.
It's true
that brothers are. They said the king is waiting. Thank you.
darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering silence.
Friends of mine don't have the time for food or wine, just money. Truck and fade away like Ron Renee. All right.
Kurt is the walrus, and Kurt is the walrus. And the walrus does funny things to the veins in his left arm, yeah. All right. Michael is now a proud father, all right. And my good friend Michael is now a proud father. And Michael is now a father, all right. And that means Michael's wife is a mother, all right. Steps of the gallows walked the condemned man. And time passes very quickly when death is near. After having completed the first step, the condemned man knew there were but 12 left before he would meet death and his soul would leave his body. And after having completed the 13 steps, the condemned man was met by a giant cloaked figure. And with a quick flick of the wrist, the man was dead. And his soul left his body and went down, down, down to a place we laughingly refer to as hell. But none of us will ever go there, because we're all far too groovy. The man's body was left to rot on the gallows, and a great multitude of black birds came and picked the man's corpse apart, piece by piece, limb by limb, until nothing remained, and his blood melted into the ground below. The gallows was made from a tree created by God. The man's blood dripped into the ground, which was created by God. Even the giant cloaked figure, which was the man's own end, was created by God. Even the man's soul, which went down, was created by God. The black birds which picked the man's corpse apart were created by God. And where was God? Their heads, and they're all friends one of them, no better and no worse. And we'll probably all end up down there together when it's all over. And that's why we say, baby, 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 baby.
Nestled in your hollow shoulder, the unknown soldier.
The war is over. they said they would. They stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Well, they'll stone you when you're walking on the street. They'll stone you when you're trying to keep your seat.
Well, I guess that just about does it. 250 shows with FM Tuiwa. I'd like to thank you, the greatest audience in the world, for listening. Before I go, I'd like to tell you one thing. Be good, be real, and above all, my star children, beware. Bye-bye, take care, and I love you. By the way, J.R. Star was here.
Episode, famed film director Darryl Franick was about to swing into production with Chicken Place, an epic motion picture based on the feathered fighter's fantastic feats, as well as his hands and fingers and arms, too.
Miss Helfinger.
Yes, Commissioner.
I broke it.
What are you talking about?
My green crayon. I broke it.
You broke your green crayon?
By pressing down too hard.
Well, then use the blue one.
Well, I can't do that, sir. You see...
Have you ever thought of watercolors? Hello. Oh, I'm sorry, Mayor. I was speaking to the Commissioner.
A blue leaf will look funny.
Hold on, Mayor. Commissioner, do you have a yellow crayon?
Yes, I do.
Then crayon yellow over the blue and you'll have green.
That doesn't sound right.
Hello, Mayor. Yes, sir. Yes. Well, I think he's still casting. Right, I'll ask. Hold on, please.
Blue and yellow will make a green leaf?
That
sound right?
Yes.
Mr. Frantic, this is Miss Helfinger.
Hello?
I'm playing the secretary.
Oh, yes, Helfinger.
That's right. And the mayor is on the phone.
We're going to have to change that name, that's for sure.
The mayor's on the phone, and he'd like to know if there are any roles open in your epic true-to-life production.
You're talking about the moving picture?
That's right.
Ah, yeah.
What's that?
Oh, boy, the commissioner. Yeah,
what's wrong with him?
He just discovered that blue and yellow make green.
Oh. Well, to answer your question, yes, there is one important role that's still open yet.
Yellow and blue make green. I must write that down somewhere.
Hello, Mayor. Listen, would you be interested in wearing a full-length purple evening gown, a gold tiara, and silver lingerie slippers? Well, that's about all that's open at the moment. Yes. I see. Okay, then report to the set tomorrow, and don't forget the purple evening gown, right? Thank you.
Well, hidey-ho, everybody. And how do you like my brand-new feathered costume?
Hello, Winged Warrior. It's very nice.
Winged Warrior, how do you like my green leaf? I mixed it by...
Your what?
Looks like a real green leaf, doesn't it?
I really can't tell, old chap, with these sunglasses on.
Oh, it's too bad.
I can't take them off without attracting attention, you know.
Of course not.
Right.
Wow! Wearing sunglasses with his feathered costume, couldn't Chicken Man be a plainclothesman?
Be listening tomorrow as the American Forces Vietnam Network presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.